Module 4, Relate to Others. Even if we work well independently, it is important to take time to relate to others in the workplace. Building work relationships helps us feel less isolated and creates a support network. Relationships also help us feel part of a team or workplace community, which can promote happiness. When we have strong relationships with our coworkers, we may even look forward to going to work. Instead of being a place where we are disconnected, work can become another place where we connect with others. Greet your colleagues. Something as simple as taking the time to greet your colleagues when you come into the office can make all the difference. Can you remember a time when someone just saying hello improved your day? When we take the time to greet others, we make a connection. It is likely that your colleagues will greet you back, spreading the good feeling. Starting the day with a positive interaction with another human being helps you feel connected and can turn a rough morning into a productive, happy day. You don't have to stop to have lengthy conversations with every person you meet, but taking the time to smile and wish them a good morning is a worthwhile investment of your time. Smile, fake it if you have to. Remember to smile, even when you don't feel like smiling. The act of using your muscles to smile releases happy chemicals into your brain. And as the saying goes, when you smile, the whole world smiles with you. You'll see smiles in return, which can improve your mood. You don't have to always be jolly when you're at work, but remembering to smile when you interact with others or just to yourself can improve your mood. Smiling also makes you seem more approachable, which means you may be able to more effectively connect with others. It might help to have a mental list of things that make you smile, so you have to think of these throughout the day. Build your support team. Having a support team at work is key to success and happiness. Your support team isn't just the team members or coworkers who provide administrative or other support for your work. A good support team is made up of people you can turn to for advice, help, feedback, or just a kind word. As you build relationships with your coworkers, consider who you want on your support team and who you can offer support to. You might include your manager or supervisor, people with whom you often collaborate or cooperate, or colleagues who you have built more personal relationships with. Once you have built your support team, check in with them often. Checking in with your support team might be something you build into your breaks, as it gives you a chance to bounce ideas or seek support if you are struggling. However, be sure to check in with your support team when things are going well too. Take time to socialize. It may sound like exactly the opposite of what you should be doing at work, but take time to socialize with others during your day. Take a few minutes to chat with a colleague when you refill your coffee cup. Ask a coworker how her day is going. You want to keep these interactions relatively brief so that you are still accomplishing work, but also long enough to make a meaningful connection. Many people also find they are happier at work if they take the time to socialize with coworkers outside of work hours, whether by meeting for dinner regularly or otherwise sharing non-work time together. Whether you choose to limit your socialization to work hours or you choose to spend time with coworkers away from the workplace, it is key to have interactions that aren't wholly centered on work. Getting to know your colleagues as people and letting them get to know you as a person helps you feel connected. This can make you a much happier person at work. Case study. Jose was a loner at work. His projects tended not to involve a lot of collaboration with others. He spent most of his time in the office, with the door shut to prevent distractions. Often, he even took lunch in his office as he preferred to read a book or catch up on news while he ate. When he did leave his office, he typically did not interact with others. He went to the area or office he needed. While he was very productive, he often felt lonely or disconnected from the rest of the office. His coworker Eva suggested he try eating lunch in the break room, taking the time to say hello or just smiling more. She said that some of their coworkers got the impression that Jose didn't like them or his job very much, since he kept to himself and often seemed hurried or angry when moving about the office. Jose agreed to try it for 1 week. He found that many of his coworkers were very friendly and funny, and some even had resources or ideas that would help his projects. He found himself happier and more willing to reach out.